Hello there, listener, and let me introduce myself if this is your first session with me. I'm Emily, and I'll be conducting your hypnosis session today. Today, I'll be helping you to overcome any self-image or self-esteem issues you may have as a result of abuse. Before you begin our session together, please remember to read the page where you originally downloaded this for any safety information, etc. Once that's all done, let's take a moment to get comfortable and relax in an area where you feel safe and won't be disturbed. Make sure your phone is silenced or turned off, and that anything else that could make noise is also silenced or is as muffled as possible. If for any reason you need to stop our session together, you will automatically snap out of trance and will be able to take care of whatever task it is that you need to take care of. I won't make you do anything that you don't want to. Your brain automatically resists commands that go against your well-being and survival while you're in trance, so please know that you are completely safe with me. If this session ever becomes too much for you, you can wake up automatically if you so desire. You are never trapped. Now, let's begin by doing a relaxing exercise together. Let's start with your feet. I want you to stretch your toes. Stretch them as much as possible, separating them and engaging every muscle. Stretching them as much as possible before you let them go. Very good. Now scrunch them up. Tense up your feet and put all the stress you feel into those muscles. Tighten all the muscles in your feet until you can't tense them up anymore. And finally, let them go. Feel all the tension in your feet just melt away, and feel your feet melting into where you lay. Good. Point your toes now, and stretch your ankles, pointing them as far forward and downwards as you can, and hold that for a moment. And then, slowly, bend them backwards, up towards the sky, as far back as they'll go without hurting, and hold them there for a moment before you simply let go. Let them melt into where they lay. Let's move upwards now to your calves. Tense them up, along with your shin muscles, more and more, until you can't tense them up anymore, filling them with all the tension that you hold in your body, visualizing any stress that you've been experiencing in your body as a black mist, moving to your calves, gathering there, tensing them up more and more, and finally letting them go. Letting all of that tension and stress flow out of the body. And your calves are so relaxed now that they feel like they're melting. Melting into where they lie. And let's move up now to your thighs. Visualizing any remaining stress in your body gathering in those muscles. Tense them up, more and more, more and more. When you can't gather any more tension in your thighs, let them go limp. Let go of all that tension and feel them melting, melting. And now, let's focus on your hips and gluteal muscles, tensing those up as well, squeezing those muscles as tightly as possible, until you can't tense them up anymore. And finally, let go of all that tension and just relax. Let it go. You're doing so well. And transitioning that focus now to your lower stomach and any tension you may be holding there. Isolate this area in your mind and flex these muscles more and more until they almost hurt. And let them go. Feel your lower half melting into where you lay, just relaxing each and every muscle so completely. You're doing so well. We're already halfway there. Now, bringing your focus to your abdominal muscles, I want you to breathe in. And with that inhale, breathe in a sense of peace and emptiness. Breathing out so slowly, you breathe out your tensions, your worries, your cares. And with that exhale, tense up your abdominal muscles as much as possible. Breathing out more and more, until it feels as though there is no air left to exhale. And inhale. Breathe in emptiness. Breathe in relaxation and relax. Let those muscles just let go and melt. Feel the tension in your body melt away as your muscles fall limp, loose, and relaxed. Bring your focus to your back now and all the strong muscles there. Many people hold a lot of tension in their back, so let's focus closely on that. Fully relaxing your body again while you inhale before you breathe out again and tense up your back. Good. Inhale. Exhale. Tense up your lower back. Inhale. Exhale. And tense up your upper back. More and more tense. And let it go. Melt. Let it go. And with it, let go of all the tension you hold. Melting. Melting into where you lay. Very good. Now that we're all done with your torso, let's move on to your arms, starting with your hands. Continue to breathe deeply and slowly. And as you do so, bunch your hands up into fists, clenching them tighter and tighter until you're sure that you must have white knuckles until your fingernails have begun to dig into your palms. And let them go. Let every finger fall limp and relax as you do too, feeling all that tension just melting away. Melting, melting into where they lay. Just letting go. Focusing now on your forearms. squeezing them tighter and tighter, becoming more and more tense until finally you just let them go. Enjoy that wonderful melty sensation. Just letting all your worries and cares melt away into nothingness. Now for your biceps and upper arms. Any aggression, any tension that is left, focus it onto your upper arms and squeeze those muscles. Fill them with all the tension you can muster until they can't be tensed up anymore. And just let them go. As you enjoy a deep exhale, let the tension go and feel your arms melting into where you are, into where they gently lay, melting, melting. Focus again now on your shoulders and neck, one of the most common places for people to hold their stress. And you're going to flex those muscles. Focus on all the tension you're holding there and concentrate it. Stiffen your neck, tense it up more and more and more, and let it all go. Feel your neck and shoulders fall completely limp, loose, and relaxed. Let them melt into where you lay, just let it all go. Finally, focus on your face and scalp. First, open your eyes wide. Raise your eyebrows as high as possible, and then scrunch your face up. Wrinkle up your nose. Squeeze your eyes shut. Even purse your lips up. No one's looking, so you can make any kind of face you want. Squeeze your facial muscles up. And let it all go. Let your nose, your cheeks, your forehead, every last muscle go. Let them fall limp and let them melt. Let your entire body melt. Your breathing is so deep and slow now. Your heart beating so slowly and calmly. And as you focus on them, you find that you can slowly, steadily, slow them down even further, little by little, bit by bit. Your mind is much stronger than you'd think, you know. Now, you may have noticed, while relaxing, that while you can try to think, the harder you try to think, the more difficult it is to think of any coherent thought. You can try to think. You can try so hard, in fact. But it's like any thought you form doesn't make sense at this point. And that's when you can hold any kind of thought together in the first place. It's like you're in that spot between waking and sleep. When you're drifting into dreamland, and you only have fragments of what used to be thoughts drifting around, disintegrated fragments before sleep finally overtakes you. But this feels good, to feel so drifty and dreamy and empty. So you might as well give in to this very natural impulse and just appreciate it. Because the harder you try to think, the emptier your mind becomes. And you may have noticed a few other things, like how your eyes feel a slight impulse to dart around, or how your mouth may be beginning to feel the tiniest bit dry. These are all good things. They are completely normal. They just mean that you've already fallen into a trance, which is exactly what we've both been aiming to do here, to help you to feel better, to heal you, to make you a happier person. So just relax. As your eyelids feel heavier and heavier each moment, as you enjoy your body's wonderful melting sensations. Now, we're going to start the next part of this exercise together. Close your eyes, if they haven't closed on their own already. Visualize a staircase in front of you, going downwards with 10 steps. Try to picture it in your head. Try to feel the ground underneath your feet. Try to feel the rail next to you. Feel it firmly in your hand. And with every step you take downwards, you will fall more fully into a state of hypnosis. Take the first step downwards, picturing, visualizing the first step on the staircase, already able to see the bottom of the staircase, already very close. You take the first step. One, and feel the step on the bottom of your foot, feeling safe as you put your weight down on that leg. You take the next step, two, with relative ease, seeing the bottom of the stairs as you bring yourself closer, step by step, three, down the stairway. Four, you're getting closer now. Five, halfway there, and falling deeper into a hypnotic state with each additional step. Six, you're getting closer. Your mind is so blissfully empty and content. Seven, almost there. Feeling so intensely peaceful. Eight, so close. Nine, almost there. And 10, deep sleep. Deep sleep. Feeling so blissful and empty and deep, deep in hypnosis. Now, we're going to do a visualization exercise together. Now, in the waking world, there are some things that bother you from your past. We are going to confront those things today. It may hurt a little bit to remember those things, but remember, you are completely safe with me. Nothing here can hurt you, and you are a much stronger person than you realize. We are going to confront and conquer those things that bother you today, so that they can no longer hurt you. So, let's begin. Let's pretend you're in a shower right now. Picture it, visualize it in your head as realistically as possible. You feel safe here because you are safe here. Now, picture one mean phrase that was said to you once that truly bothered you. Something that you really took to heart. Something that still bothers you. Look down at the back of your hand. Picture and visualize that phrase on your hand. See it emerging from your hand. See it appearing there, on your hand, as though it was written on there using black paint. And as you picture it, realize that that's all it is. Words. Words that someone else said. That doesn't mean that they're true. They're just words from one person. They're just words from one single person out of billions of people who exist in this world. Those words are nothing but paint. They only have power if you choose to give them power. And today, you're taking the power away from those words. Those words have no power over you. And without that power behind them, they mean nothing. So, with your other hand, turn the faucet in the shower. And put your hand under the tap. You feel comforting, warm water come out of the tap. Put both your hands under the tap and wash the painted words off your hand and see how easily those words wash off. Feel how they just slide off your skin and dissolve into the warm water, dissolving into total nothingness. The blackness swirling around the drain into nothingness, running your hands over one another to feel how clean they are, free of those words forever. They were just words. And they only have power over you if you give them your permission, and you don't. You have taken that power back, and they are now nothing but words, gone at last. Now, turn off that faucet again. Don't worry, we'll turn it back on in a moment. We're going to remember a few more things. Just for a bit, so that you can be liberated from their grasp forever. Now, there are some other cruel things that have been said to you by mean people. You may remember a lot of these things now. Things that may have subconsciously been bothering you. Things that you haven't consciously admitted were bothering you. But deep down, have been lowering your self-esteem and have been eating at you. You can now admit that these things have been bothering you, and you feel safe and strong enough to do so. Look at your arm and will these things to emerge from you and to appear on your arm as painted words. See those ugly words emerging, coming up, all over your arm now, and realize as they appear that that's all they ever were. Just words that someone said to you once, and that's all. Just ugly words. They're not a part of you. They're just words. They have no real power unless you allow them to have power. And now we're taking that power away. So, with your other arm, turn on that faucet again and feel the warm water flowing out, flowing over you, and washing away all those words. Watch the water flow down your arm and away from you. Those black letters dissolving and lightening into nothing. Nothing but words. Those words are less than nothing. Meaningless. Just paint. Saying goodbye to them forever, and you are free. As the warm water flows over your body, you look down at your clean arms and realize that you are free of them forever. You have taken your power back. You're doing so well. Now, we're going to leave the water running and take a step back for a moment with the water flowing in front of you. We're going to separate yourself from more of the bad experiences you've had. Look at your arms and your chest. You feel more words coming up now, appearing all over the top half of your body. The mean things that have been said to you in the past, things that really affected you. Seeing them manifest as painted words all over the top half of your body. They are just paint now, just words, and no longer a part of you. Appearing on your skin as paint, you know what each one says, every letter, every phrase, and know that they are only words, that they are powerless, if you refuse to give them power. You see a reflection in the clean metal fixtures inside the shower, and as you step into the flowing water, you feel it wash over you, and you see the paint washing off, bit by bit, washing off of you. You see the words dissolving in the reflections. And as you stare down at your own body, you watch them dissolve, swirling around the drain into absolute nothingness, into non-existence. You have taken your power back. You are finally free. They were nothing but words from singular people. They mean nothing. You are the final authority on yourself, and their words mean nothing. Now you've come so far, and you've done so well. So we're going to move on to the next step, conquering bad experiences you've had that have stuck with you, those that have affected you. Begin remembering one of those experiences now. One that's easier for you to confront. Look down at your hand and see it described simply in one sentence, emerging from your hand, appearing in that same black paint, just words. One thing that happened. One thing that does not define you. But that happened in the past. This experience is not your fault. It's simply something that you experienced. Now it's time for you to stop blaming yourself for this. It's time for you to take the power back from the people who hurt you. It's time to take the power away from this bad experience and to take it back for yourself. You look down at your hand and you see these words describing the experience that you had, and you move your hand under the running water and see this experience manifested as black paint dissolving. You see it being washed away and feel the warmth of the water dissolving it. This experience is in your past. It does not define you. You are so much more than this terrible thing that happened to you once you realize, as the words dissolve into nothingness and are washed away and swirl around the drain and dissolve, disappearing forever. You are free. You're doing so well. You're so brave and so strong for confronting these things. And you should be proud of yourself. Now, step out of the water for a moment and look at your arms. Look at how clean they are. Remember another bad experience now and see it manifesting on your skin, emerging from your body as black paint, as sentences describing this experience. You know what these words say, and you look fearlessly at your reflection and down at your arms. These words are no longer a part of you, and you step back into the warm, flowing water and feel yourself becoming clean, feeling these words washing off of you, feeling all that grime flowing off of your body and leaving you perfectly sparkling clean, feeling free, feeling so good about yourself, separating yourself from that experience and taking the power back. You feel so clean and so strong and so proud. You're doing so well. And now that you're so clean, you step out of the warm, flowing water one last time. Now, all over your body, you feel words manifesting and appearing, emerging from your body. All the pain and trauma that you are now prepared to confront emerging from your body, words appearing on top of words, and there are so many all over, but you are strong enough to confront them now. Words on top of words until layers of paint coat your body and you can't even see your skin. All these painful things that you were holding inside of yourself. And you step into the water. You feel it dimly at first. Under all the layers of paint coating your body. Washing away all the grime. Feeling that warmth flowing over you. Feeling that sensation becoming stronger. And it seems like the water underneath you is almost black as it washes away so much pain, washes away so many bad experiences, but it's getting lighter. You are winning. All of this pain is finally leaving you. Feeling the warm, clean water more and more intensely now as it washes you completely clean. Every inch of you purified and freed from these experiences and from this pain. Washing. Watching as the water lightens. Running your hands over each part of your body to discover that all the paint is finally gone. You are finally free. Take a moment to enjoy this feeling. Just you, warm and comfortable and free, and so relieved under this crystal clear, flowing, pure, warm water. Looking at your reflection and seeing yourself, feeling completely clean, free of guilt, free of pain, liberated and strong, able to forgive yourself, and able to at last grow beyond what has hurt you. You have taken your power back. You feel so content and blissful. And now that you're free, I'm going to slowly bring you out of hypnosis. We're going to walk back up those stairs together. And the closer I get to one, the more I count, the more awake you will become. You may not remember everything that we've done together, but regardless of how much you remember, when you awaken, you will feel incredibly awake and refreshed, as well as strong and confident and liberated, proud of yourself and ready to conquer any problems you face. And any time any problems from your past start to bother you, you can come listen to this audio again, and you can take your power back from these bad experiences and be liberated from that pain. There is no limit to how many times you can listen to this, and the best part is that it becomes more effective each time you listen. Now, let's start taking those steps together. 10. Feeling your consciousness returning to the waking world. 9. Easier to think. 8. Feeling your eyelids fluttering and opening. 7. Feeling an impulse to stretch your fingers and toes. 6. Awakening even more. 5. Needing to stretch your arms and legs. 4. Feeling an urge to smile. 3. Feeling your body. Feeling more energetic. 2. Able to think normally again, and 1. Awaken. You've done so well. You should be very proud of yourself. There's no rush. You can take as much time as you want. But whenever you're ready, go ahead, stretch, and conquer the day ahead of you.